Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to It's in the Stars, a weekly radio show, and I'm your host, Christina Malone, and this is a show where we talk about the planets, the stars, astrology, and God's time. And speaking of God's time, for those of you who celebrate this, today is Krishna's birthday. I just happened to get on Facebook, and if you've never known this, the name of Krishna just simply means the attractive power of God, you know, the power of the beloved. You know, for those of you who have a devotional practice or feel that your higher power is a personal one, then that's basically what Krishna represents. And so I lived in India for a year, and it's a pretty special celebration. And, of course, this week we're still in Mercury retrograde, so the title of this is Mercury retrograde is almost gone as of this Friday. Yay. But in the meantime, I had a wonderful email or post on Facebook this week. And if you want to go to this website, there's a very cool website that is basically www.ismercuryinretrograde.com. And on that website is the most gorgeous picture of the planet Mercury as a ball of fire. And it says, if it's retrograde or not, they'll say a big yes or no, obviously. So you could be watching that throughout the year. But right now it's got a big yes. And up until this week, it might be Mercury retrograde that's causing it. There was a little counter, like a little countdown, like 5 days, 4 days. And the counter is gone right now, so I don't know what's going on with that website. But like I said, anything related to Mercury retrograde or related to communication or speech or telephones, cell phones, internet, travel, you name it, it's all being mixed up and thrown into the blender with Mercury retrograde right now, which means even the website that talks about Mercury retrograde. And underneath this beautiful picture of this ball of fire that looks like it's coming towards the Earth, it says, that may account for the weirdness. And what I mean by that is sometimes if you don't know why things are happening the way they're happening, or in your life you feel like things are kind of thrown around and upside down and backwards, it could have something to do with the planets. And knowing that Mercury is retrograde right now, which means it's backwards from our perspective, just makes it a little bit easier, for me at least. And when I know things are going on, such as today, the moon is void. We're going from a moon in Taurus to a moon in Gemini at this moment. It's late degrees of Taurus right now. And then the sun is void because it's going from Leo into Virgo. And Venus is void because she's going from Leo into Virgo. So with three planets void right now or not connecting to other planets, or they're in this place where they are not really in one sign or the other, that's called a cusp position. Generally what that means is a planet is just not in itself. It's not strong in itself. And so if you're a Leo ruled by the sun, like I am, you might be a little spaced out today. If you're a Libra or a Taurus ruled by Venus, you might feel a little spaced out today. And, of course, if you're a Cancer ruled by the moon, you might feel a little spaced out. And if you're any of those three or four, and if you're even just a human being, because we're all affected by the moon, you might feel a little spaced out. Of course, if you're listening to this as an archive, you're not going to have it at the same time that we're all talking about it, so that could change. But anyway, so I'm just going to kind of be flip-flopping all over the place. I was talking to Susie, who's in the chat room with the other people. Thank you so much, Susie, for being here. Last night we were talking about how Mercury retrograde is affecting us, and I specifically went into Nashville to go to a concert. And it was a spiritual concert supposed to be of gongs and calling in the angels. And I went to this yoga place to go to this concert. And, of course, the door was locked. And I looked down at the flyer, and it said August 27th. So I'd completely messed up the date. You know, it was August 20th. And then Susie was telling me how she, too, had gone to see a friend perform. And this concert was not happening, and she had gotten there, and the concert had been canceled or something. So we were both in the car laughing about Mercury retrograde last night and how it just really does affect your ability to see clearly, hear clearly, speak clearly, write clearly. You know, everything is affected by Mercury retrograde. So what I'm going to do first, of course, is read as best I can with Mercury. And, you know, we do this show, and it's a Mercury hour for those of you who follow the planetary hour. So I'm taking a big risk here with Mercury retrograde to be talking about it. Of course, we'll be in a moon hour in a few minutes, so it might get a little bit better. But I'm going to read from the Daily Planetary Guide about what's been happening, what's going to be happening, I should say, coming up this week. The biggest thing that's causing a little bit of fogginess is the fact that the Sun and Venus are at late degrees of Leo right now. and they're opposing Neptune in the sign of Aquarius. And whenever there's a connection between any planet and Neptune, Neptune rules the subconscious mind, the dream world, the illusion. So if you're feeling kind of like you don't know what's what or what's real, and things are spacey that way too, it's very much related to Neptune. Neptune also rules film, and so illusion is a big part of Neptune's game. So that's the first thing it says in the Daily Planetary Guide. And if you ever want to get a Daily Planetary Guide, of course, I always tell people to go to my website, christinamalone.com, go to the blog and sign up for the blog that I do every couple of weeks. And there's a little link to amazon.com where you can get your own Daily Planetary Guide and follow the planets every week. So this is for the week of August 22nd to 28th. It says, you may feel as though life is a little foggy. Because on Monday, the Leo Sun moves in position opposite dreamy Neptune. This Sun-Neptune face-off could be a day when you find it easy to space out and hard to focus on the realities of life. By Friday, that's this coming Friday, that'll be August 26th. See, I keep messing up the time. By this Friday, August 26th, things should come into better focus. The Sun follows Venus into Virgo on Tuesday, that's this Tuesday, August 23rd, which means that during the next 4 weeks, your interests will shift from celebrations, which is the big blow-up in excitement and entertainment in Leo, to health, work, and service, which are things that Virgo rules. The Sun in Virgo also directs your energies towards analyzing how to make your life better in these areas of health, work, and service. And Mercury ruled communications, travel, and technologies will improve on Friday when Mercury goes direct. Yay! That means it'll turn direct from our perspective. We know that we're not ever going to see a planet going backwards. But since we're all on this racetrack around the sun, whenever we're going past the planet, it looks like it's going backwards from our perspective. And right now, not only Mercury is retrograde, but Pluto, Uranus, and Neptune, the outer planets, are all retrograde. So that's a lot of retrograde planets. So you can expect these Mercury-ruled areas of your life to gradually return to normal. You know, when the retrograde is over on Friday the 26th, it doesn't mean it's completely out of the woods. We have to wait till Mercury comes back to where it was when it started the retrograde, and that's part of the storm that happens before and after the retrograde. So the actual storm ends around September 1st. Just so those of you who are following along. Okay, so then it says Sunday, next Sunday, that'll be the 28th of August. Sunday marks the most productive day of the week when both the sun and moon get together as at the Virgo new moon. That's when the sun and the moon will both be in Virgo. And this practical and grounded new moon makes a perfect trine, it's a nice flow of energy, with Pluto in industrious Capricorn, because Capricorn's an earth sign, Virgo's an earth sign. And that lets you know that you've got the right stuff to start something new, because new moons are good for starting something new. And because Virgo rules over the urge for improvement, this is also a good month to take a how-to class or to fine-tune your technique, or a how-to class on how to fine-tune your technique. So that's basically a little synopsis this week of the planets from the Daily Planetary Guide. And I just glanced into the chat room and it says we can't even deal with one planet, you know, so there's all this other stuff going on. It's true. You know, we, like I said, knowing astrology at least gives me a glimpse into the universal karma, God's mind or whatever, because God made the planets and the planets are there to guide us and help us and also to support us as well as to challenge us. And I always say that Mercury retrogrades are caused in order to slow us down and to force us to look within. And it happens about 3 times a year for a period of 3 to 4 weeks. So that's how we're really forced into looking at ourselves, looking at our lives. And I've been looking at that a lot, too, lately. I usually find Mercury retrogrades to be kind of torturous because they really force me to look at what I'm not happy with in myself or in my life. So if you're going through that, too, just be aware that that's part of the Mercury retrograde experience. And I posted this on Facebook, and everybody was saying, yes, you know, it won't be going direct a minute too soon, because everybody's anxious to get back to normal, to have their lives back. And that's what I'm saying, you know, it's just part of what happens. So I guess that's all I have to say right now. Susie was reminding me that also Jupiter's going to be going retrograde this coming week. So we'll see what happens when that happens. And she's going to devote that time on her show to talking about that. And her show, of course, is Celestial Readings with Susie at 5:30 Central Time. So hopefully you can tune into that. And I see a few phone calls in the chat room, but first I'm going to call on Susie and to see how she's doing. So hang on just a second. I finally figured out how to see if somebody's actually got their hand raised, and nobody else has their hand raised. So I'm just going to say hi, Susie.
Hi, Christina. Yeah, well, you taught me something because I didn't know that. So it's very interesting.
I didn't know what about the little hand raised. Yeah.
Yeah, I just grab, you know, I mean, my switchboard, I just start grabbing calls. I don't even look for that. So, yeah, I'm more aware of it. So I may not have as many calls as I think I do sometimes, although they all seem to have questions when I get to them.
Right, and so. It's disappointing because if they don't have a question mark next to their name and I call on them, then like last week I was so embarrassed and I'm still apologizing to those people who I called on. They said, I'm just listening, and one guy was in a meeting or something. He said, really can't talk now, you know. So I was like, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. So I guess I don't see any question marks next to their name. What's going on in the chat room?
Well, you do have a question here. If you want to talk about this, I don't know if he was asking me or asking you or just asking.
Right.
Aloha Jay had a question. Are you not in the chat room? Can you not see
it?
Yeah,
I can see it. I can see it now.
Okay.
What is happening with Mercury retrograde and the conjunction of Venus?
Yeah, he wants to know what the retrograde conjunct Venus on August 16th, how it will affect an Aries. So.
Well, how it would affect
if it
an
will,
Aries, in general, I mean, that's a fire sign. They were both in the sign of Leo, but in how it would affect relationships would just be, I guess, messed up communications and, you know, somebody saying one thing and it not be true. But, you know, last week, it's funny, they were saying all this lovey-dovey stuff in the Daily Planetary Guide. They said your heart might not be able to hold all the joy that Tuesday has in store. And that's when the sun, which was in Leo in all its glory, bonds with both Mercury in communications and Venus in love. And this is the kind of pattern that can make you feel so special, you might really believe you're Cleopatra or Napoleon in a past life, you know, because Leo is the king. And so you always think of, with all these planets in Leo, everybody's feeling really proud. And but I don't know. I mean, in terms of how it would affect an Aries, Aries is ruled by Mars. And Mars right now is in Cancer, which is kind of a subtle, quiet, subdued, motherly, watery, stay-at-home kind of energy. So it might have been kind of I love to say the word ushy-gushy, moony-goony type of feelings, you know. So definitely Venus in Leo this past month has made everybody feel more romantic, want more romance in their life. And with the Mercury retrograde, it probably was more of a challenge, even though they say there's all this love in the air, because Leo rules the heart. But still, when Mercury retrograde is in the mix, then you're going to have miscommunication. And I can't tell you something else I wanted to mention. If other people go through this, Mercury rules the hands, the eyes, and the ears, right? So you're not going to hear things correctly. You're not going to speak correctly. You're not going to see things correctly. Like I said on that flyer, I swore I saw August 20th, and then I looked at it again while I'm standing in front of this locked door, and it says August 27th was the concert. And the other thing is you drop things a lot during Mercury retrograde. I don't know if you do, Susie, but I'm going crazy with how many times I drop things. And if I don't pick it up right away, like I drop my earbuds from my phone, if I don't pick it up right away, it's really risky. You know, like you're not going to get that thing back. Things leave me during Mercury retrograde. They just leave me. You know, I go,
yeah,
okay,
I
are you ready
stuff.
to?
I just, Yeah, I misplaced stuff. Like, I feel like the absent-minded professor. I mean, not like I'm not like that anyways, but, you know,
right.
Worse. Yeah.
And I'll often talk to something that left me, and I'll say, did you leave me, or are you just misplaced, you know? Like it's a real thing. And but it was really funny when I was closing my door and I was locking it. All of a sudden, my earbud fell out of my ear, and I saw it fall down the stairs, and I better get that. You know, because sometimes I just hear things. I just hear things fall, and I don't know what it was that fell, you know. And but it's really an interesting thing. And the dropping things out of my hand, you know, just really makes me crazy. But the other thing I've noticed, and I said this last week, is I'll go back into a room, or this morning I had to go back to my car 3 or 4 times because I was staying at a friend's house and I had left something in the car. And it's like, oh, shoot, I just left something else in the car. And I had to go back out in the car. And so returning, that's a big thing in Mercury retrograde, if you don't know this. It's return, recharge, review, reconnect. I've been seeing lots of people I haven't seen in a long time at lots of different events. So that's a cool thing about Mercury retrograde. But this idea of going back into a room, I just go, oh, man, you know, just because I can say Mercury retrograde, oh, well. So that's that. But, well, it's getting to be time. Let's see if anybody's raised their hand. No, I haven't seen anybody raise their hand yet, so I guess they're still just listening. I can always click on it, I guess, take a chance. I don't know. I don't want them to say, I'm just listening again.
Well,
so.
It looks like you do have one. You do have a 7-8-0.
Oh, there's one. Okay, good. 7-8. Okay, good, good. Let me just check on that. Hold on. Okay, let's see. Okay, 7-8-0, what's your name?
It's Aloha Jay.
Aloha Jay.
It's you.
Did you understand my? I'm so glad you raised your hand. Did you understand my my explanation of how it affects Aries with the Mercury retrograde?
Yeah,
that's kind of a general thing. I mean, I just go. What I usually do, Jay, is I look at the planets that rule your sign, and just talk more about that that's affecting you right now more than anything else. And Mars has been in Cancer for a couple of weeks now, and will be there for a few more weeks, and it's at 12 degrees right now. In fact, I was noticing just before the show that Mars is coming up to a tight square with Saturn right now. Saturn is at 14 degrees of Libra. And so that could make you feel a little bit like repressed, or, you know, somebody's trying to, you know, rock your world, or, you know, put the moves on. I don't know. So what's going on in terms of relationships that you wanted specifically to ask about, or did you have another question?
I actually have another question. I don't have any relationship stuff going on right now. But my question is actually, I've been looking at the planets, and it's really interesting how they're lining up for a lot of signs. So I just wondered, for the other signs, is there some interesting planets that are lining up, or that are being affecting different signs? And what about the autumn equinox that's coming up in September, and around the end of September? How does that affect, you know, your readings and stuff?
They're all interesting.
Oh, it's so funny.
We love them all.
We love everything. Yes, exactly. You know what? And one of the great things about living in Tennessee is I get to see the seasons change. I lived in Florida for many years, and I couldn't ever see the seasons change. So if you live in an area where you actually start to feel the weather start to change, like even this week, Susie can attest to this, we actually had 60-degree weather in the nights, and it's back up to 80 again and 90 degrees during the day. But just that little bit of a shift when you feel the weather change, it's such a cool feeling to me. That's where I connect with my higher power, with God, you know, that I'm not in charge. And this is something else I've been examining, especially with Leo, with all these planets leaving Leo. Leo is the sign of, like, the king, and you want to be in charge and all that stuff. But when I look at my life and I look at the seasons, that's the place where I feel really humble. I really see that I'm not in charge, because the seasons are always changing. And that subtle change in the air, that subtle feeling of the, you know, cold air coming back, is really kind of a cool thing. But in terms of you, again, it's funny that you mentioned this, because Aries rules the spring, and then the other signs are, you know, all of the major cardinal signs are connected with the change of season. So Aries starts the spring back in March with the vernal equinox, and then we have the summer solstice, which is where Cancer comes in. And Cancer is related to the home. And then we have Libra, which is the autumnal equinox. And that's all of these things are just really powerful points of reference of new beginnings. And the Libra is the house in relationships and the sign of relationships. And then, of course, the winter solstice is when the sun goes into Capricorn, which relates to career and vision and work and business. So Aries being the self, the spark of life that starts the whole process, you know, Aries is very connected to newness and new beginnings. And each of those four points, those cardinal points, they consider them to be the most important, I often say, the four most important aspects of life. And when you go to my website, ChristinaMalone.com, there's a picture of the zodiac, the natural zodiac. And I highlight those four houses and say that the wheel of life, which is the zodiac, the 12 houses, and it's also called the path of Apollo, relates to those four important areas of life. And all the other houses are very important too, but those four cardinal houses are really significant. And I forgot what they're called. I think are they the cadent houses, is that what it's called, Susie? Because it's something to do with just really being like the crucial turning point in everybody's life. The self, the home, the relationships, and the career. So for you, Aries, generally when the sun is in Libra, it's going to be opposite of you. So you might feel, and with Saturn in Libra too, it's just this kind of weightiness and heaviness, I guess, and father influence. I think Susie jumped off because she's getting ready to go to her show.
Yep.
But I'm so glad you called, and I'm going to start winding down the show because I do want to see if this other person wants to talk just for a second. And I'm glad you're doing okay with all the confusion in the air with Mercury retrograde. So, So I'll talk to you next week.
And, okay, next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And let me just say hi to the 818 just for the sake of argument, and we'll see who's here. Are you just listening?
Hi. Well, on my computer for some reason I couldn't listen, but if I give you my birth information, I would love it. Do we have time?
Well, I don't have time, but if you tell me just your what is your birth date, I can, or what's your sign, I can sort of look at the planets and see what's affecting you.
Taurus, and my rising is Cancer at 29, and Scorpio is my moon at 27.
Wow. Okay, well, right now Venus is your ruling planet, and she's at 29 degrees of Leo, which is putting a square energy not only to your sun sign, but to your rising sign, to your moon. So she's kind of betwixt and between right now. And until she gets into a full connection with Virgo, you'll probably feel kind of spaced out like I am right now. And that Venus being the goddess of love and money and all that stuff means that just for maybe a couple of days now until she gets into Virgo, I always say that when a planet is between 27 degrees of one sign up until 3 degrees of the next sign, it's like she hasn't fully erased the hard drive of the sign of Leo and will not fully download Virgo until she's at 3 degrees and settled into Virgo. You see what I'm saying? So when she gets into Virgo, that'll be an earth sign trine to you, which would be nice, and sextile to your rising sign. So, and just in terms of your Cancer rising, I was just talking about all the cardinal signs and how all this stuff is playing out right now with Mars in Cancer and Saturn in Libra. But I just heard the 60-second warning, so I'm going to start the music. But call me back next week, and maybe we can go more in-depth into your chart, or you can look at my website, and I also do readings over the phone or by internet. So everyone have a great week, and I'll join you in the chat room after we're finished, and I'm going to start the music for Spinning Through the Universe, and enjoy your final week with Mercury retrograde. Okay, God bless.
Spinning through the universe, skipping past the stars, makes no difference where you're going. losing.